Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Abin Ramiro to Shiyichu. To Moshe Rabesh Narisom Moshe Mordechai. Chus Chai Chai Befega Bas Michal Dispas, Tzipor Befega Bas Hadasa. And Chai Chana Bas Orna Del, Tzuchla Yisrael. And it's based on an article in the Moria Torah Journal, Nisan Tavshanayin Zion. There is a famous line in Chazal that we see that our sages wanted to prepare for the ultimate building of the Beis HaMikdash and make sure that no mistakes occur. So the line is, Mehira yibane Beit HaMikdash v'yamru ishtekad mi lo achalnu. Maybe next year the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built. And then people are going to say, didn't we eat last year? One example of this is Sheyehe Yom Hanef Kulo Asir. The morning Rosh Hashanah, the Flamin of Aleph, means the Kanat of Yochanan Zakkai, that the day of Tez Zayin Nisan is us, you're now to eat the new Tavua the entire day. Mikra Adin says, no Beis HaMikdash, you're allowed to eat the Tavua ready for in the morning. Sheyehe Yom Mizrach Yom Tez Zayin B'Nisan. And the Yisr Chodesh is only B'Zmach of Beis HaMikdash Kayim until the waving of the Omer. Yochanan Zakkai was Choshesh, that if we're Matir B'Zman Azet, eat the Chodesh in the morning, they're going to be Noe Kain, Kam B'Zmach of Beis HaMikdash Yakayim. They're not going to know last year we ate because they waved the Omer. This year they haven't waved the Omer yet, so we're not allowed to eat. So Mel, they said that even when there's no Beis HaMikdash, we're not allowed to eat the whole day. Vashana Gamar V'Shiyam Kuhanev Kula Aser. My time, Meheri Bana Beis HaMikdash, Yom Rishtakad Milo Achamu Bahir Amizrach, Achshav Nami Nechol. Lo Yadid Ishtakad Lohav Oimer, Her Mizuch Mutter, Hashtik Oimer. Oimer Matur, so the whole day of the waving is going to be Aser. Means the Beis HaMikdash, in other words, all Tez Zayin Nisan, because soon the Beis HaMikdash speedily is going to be rebuilt. And they're going to say, last year we ate when it was already light. Now we'll also eat when it's light, and they didn't know that last year they ate because there was no Omer. But now you need the Omer. So in the Mele, we say it's Aser to eat the whole day. Another expression of this chash is Beitza Shinel de Yom Tov Rishon, the Kabeachilas of Yom Tov Sheni Beitza Heomit Beis. There's no Isser, because the 2 days of Yom Tov that were Choshesh each day Misafek is two separate Kedushas. Only one of the days is really holy. So it's not a problem if it was born on one day to eat it on the second day. However, when the Beis HaMikdash is Kayim, the 2 days have one Kedusha. And Beit Zishanel de B'yom Tov Rishon is Aser also B'yom Tov Sheni. And if we come to be Matir, then the Gemara says, Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, Yom Rishtakad Milo Achamu Beit Zishanel B'yom Tov Sheni, Hashtalami Necho, V'loi Did Ishtakad Shtei Kedushas, V'hashtei Kedusha Achas. And when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, it's going to be one Kedusha. It's not going to be two separate Kedushas. So therefore, in Bisman Azeh, that it's two separate Kedushas, we say that Nolda Bazeh, Sura Bazeh. As the Gemara there explains, that Bisman Beis HaMikdash, so we're not Makabal Eidus Kolayom, we're Makabal Eidus Kolayom and Shtei Kedushas. But if we're only Makabal Eidus Menamen Cholamala, so then we say both days are Rosh Hashanah B'Tarvos Vadam, as the Gemara there explains. So Mela, people are going to follow along what was last year. It's going to be no good. And they're going to end up, Nolda B'Zeh, if it's born on one day, they're going to eat it on the second day, and that's not going to be okay. Because it's one Kedusha. So because of the Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, they asked for Nolda B'Zeh, Sura B'Zeh. And we even find this when there is a Beis HaMikdash. As we see in the Gemara in Pesachim 78b, Ma'an Tana Latan Rabbanan Shechtu B'Tarav V'Akach Nitmu Abayla Mizara Kadam B'Tarav V'Yachal Basu B'Tumah If one slaughtered the Korban Pesach b'taira, and then afterwards the honors became tmeim, the blood should be sprinkled b'taira to let them do zrikas hadam, but don't they buy them and not eat the carbon? Vayachar basa b'tuma, and first the Gemara says this is like Rav Nassan, who holds that the eating is not essential. But then the Gemara says, and therefore he doesn't have to eat it. The Gemara says, no, afilu tamei rabbanan. The Braisa can be understood even if you say that it's in accordance with the rabbanan. What are we dealing with over here with the situation in which the majority of the public is tamei, in which case everybody agrees that they perform the Korban Pesach even in a state of tumah? Even Tumanami Avdi says the Gemara, if it's Bitsibur, so why isn't the Basar eaten Bituma? When the majority of the public is impure, they can sacrifice and even eat the Korban Pesach. So the Gemara answers that there's a rabbinic decree, lest the Gzera Shemi Yitamu Bailam Lachar Zirika, lest the owners become pure after the sprinkling of the blood. And they'll say, last year, didn't we become impure? And nevertheless, we ate the Korban Pesach. And now, too, we'll eat the Korban Pesach. Ishtekad lo nitmeinu v'achalnu hashtanami necho v'leyadin. They don't know. Ishtekad ki is derik dam. Last year, when the blood was sprinkled, the bialim were pure, were ban tumeim havo. The bialim were ready and pure, and therefore the offering can be consumed in a state of tumah. But hashta, but now the owners were pure when the blood was sprinkled and became impure only afterward. And a Korban Pesach. Which was sacrificed. Bituma, Bibitara, cannot be eaten Bituma, even if everybody's impure. They can only eat it if when the Srikas Adam was done, the Bailam would tell me. But if the bialim were tar, they can't, so they're going to make a mistake. So again, here we're talking about when there is a Beis HaMikdash, so you see that this klal applies even to v'ishtekad of last year, worrying about what was last year. Even when there is a Beis HaMikdash, we also learn in Maseches Pesachim, and Sadi Beis HaMiral of Gershin is Geir Be'erev Pesach. You have a Ger who is Mizgayer and Erev Pesach. So Beishamai say, Beishamai Omrim, Tova Bochel is Pischol the Erev. Beishil Omrim, a parishman, or like a parishman, a Keber. So if a Ger was Mizgayer and Erev Pesach, Beishamai says, let him be Tova and let him eat the Pesach that night. Beishil says, no. He's Tame, it's like he's Parish Menachever. And the Gemara says, explaining Mishmad Rav Yochanan, Machloek is Baron Nachri, the Beis Hillel Savri, Gzei Roshemi Yitma Lashana Habav, Yom Rishtekad Milo Tavalti Vachalti Achshav Nami Yet Bovech, Loi Tashtekad Nachri Ablo Makabal Tuma, Achshav Yisrael Makabal Tuma, Veishame Savri Lo Gazrina. So we're talking about a guy who's an Arol, and they still hold that next year maybe he'll become tummy. He'll say, last year I was Tovel and I ate. Now also I'll be Tovel and I'll eat. And he didn't know last year he was a guy. And he's now Makabal Tumah. And now he's Yisrael and he's Makabal Tumah. In other words, it takes 7 days to become Tarmi Tumas Meis. And next year, this year he was Tummy Tumas Meis. And when he was a guy, so he was able to be Tovel and eat the Korban Pesach, but that's because he was a guy. In this year he's a Jew, so he's not allowed to be Tovel and eat the Korban Pesach, he needs 7 days. So Mamela, because we're afraid he's going to make the mistake, so what do we tell him to do? We tell him that this year also, not eat the Korban Pesach. That's another case, and then we have another case in the Gemara in Maseches Menachas and the Bav Amud Beis says there that according to the Rabbi Akiva, failure to bring the two sheep brought as the Karban Shlamim doesn't prevent the sacrifice of the Shtei Alechem. So if there are no sheep, the Shtei Alechem are brought by themselves. So Tanur Rabbanan Shtei Alechem Baos B'Fniatzim and Yunifidu Ratzuraz V'yatzu L'Beis Tzreifa. In the case where the two loaves are brought by themselves, they should be waved, left overnight so that their form decays. In other words, they become pasul, and then they're brought out to the place of burning like any disqualified offering. So Gemara says, Manushach, Ilach ilas in lichlinu, ilisrefas in lisrefinu, laut, lisrefinu laut, lam libritsura, whatever way you look at it, it doesn't make sense. If the loaves are brought and waved in order to be eaten, to let them eat them rather than burn them, if they're brought in order to be burned, let them be burned. So why are they, what do we do over here? We wave them and then we burn them. What's the point? We were left there and then we do Yibritsura. Why do we have to do Yibritsura? So Rabbi says, Lo lam lachilasim. Actually, the loaves are brought and waved in order to be eaten. Nevertheless, this tekanas chachamim, that they not be eaten, because Hashem yizdam alam kvasim l'shana ba, lest sheep become built up the nation the following year. They might say, didn't we eat the loaves without any accompanying sheep last year? Now we're also going to eat the loaves without sacrificing sheep. Inu lo yadi dishtekad loavu kvasim inu. So they don't know that the reason they were permitted to eat the loaves without sacrificing sheep last year is that there were no sheep, and therefore the two loaves permitted themselves to be eaten, they could be eaten without the sheep. But now that there are sheep, it's a sacrifice of the sheep that permits the loaves to be eaten. Since the loaves without sheep are fit by Torah law, and our ninaos xeris chachamim, they may not be burned immediately. They have to do yibur tzura, because midbin Torah you're allowed to eat them. So again, you see the same vort of ishtikad. As a tzad shaveh, the common denominator in all of these cases is that what we just brought is it's talking about when the Beit HaMikdash was kayim. And still, the rabbi still made an iser in order to be moneh, in order to prevent future mechsholos. So that's all gevaldik. In light of everything we learned, we have this beautiful kasha of the Aderes, the father-in-law of Maran Rav Kook, Agon Rabbi Eliyahu David Rabinowitz Tumim, Rabash Alarim Nir Uponovich Virushalayim, in his country Zecher LeMikdash, that he published in Warsaw in the year 1889, anonymously, and the Sheet of Amemar and Sfir Samar. The Gemara Maseches Menachos discusses the mitzvah Sfir Samar, which is made up of two parts. The mitzvah to count the days and the mitzvah to count the weeks. The Gemara brings three shittas. Amar Abaye, mitzvah l'mim yom and mitzvah l'mim shvua. Rabbanan de Beir Avashi, mani yom and mani shvua. Abaye mani yom and velo mani shvua. Amar zecha l'mikdashu. So Abaye said it's a mitzvah to count days and a mitzvah to count weeks. Rabbanan de Beir Avashi said it's a mitzvah to count days. The Chachamim, Rabbi said it's a mitzvah to count days and a mitzvah to count weeks. Rabban and the Beis Medrash Rabbi Ashi, Taka count the days and count the weeks. And Ameimar, Mani Yom V'lo Mani Shavua. He counted days and not weeks. And in explaining what he did, he said that since there's no longer a Karban Omer, the counting is only Zechel HaMikdash. So you don't have to count both days and weeks. He said Zechel HaMikdash. So the Shita of Amemar is that Bizman Hazeh, you only count the days, not the weeks. Even though Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayim, the mitzvah is to count both the days and the weeks. And that's because the whole sphere of Bizman Hazeh is only Zecher LeMikdash. And Zichron can do, even if it's not Bishlam, which Rashi explains Alatam, Amemar Mani Yom Velo Shvui, Amar Haimin Yana De Hashta Alav Choyvu, Velaka Oimer El Zecher LeMikdash V'Almuch B'Yom Yisagi, since it's only Zecher LeMikdash, it's enough just to count the days. And on this, the Aderis asks, "Amemar is correct." Achin tzadek amemar, shemitzad ikar adin day afilu bezikaron shel sfirat yamim greida. Ulam mitzad acher haya lo lechayev lespor bezman hazeh. What about Meheira Beis Hamikdash? What's going to be Meheira Beis Hamikdash? We're going to say last year we only counted the days. This year we'll also count the days. So why isn't amemar going to be mechayev to count the weeks? He should be mechayev to count the weeks because of Meheira Beis Hamikdash. So Aderes comes to be Mataritz's Kasha, and he finds in his Gainus a common denominator between all the Xeris of Chazal Ishtakad Milo. And he says that the common denominator is not found by Svir Saim. It says the Aderes. Ulai Svir Le La Meimar the Logaz Linen Kai Gavna Rak Bemidi Dachila. Shadam Baruch Tzat. Mashen Kein Bechai Gavna. Lachen Lo Yimnu Gam Shvui. Bedochak. The Aderes Tainas that all of the Xeris of Ishtakad Milo are only b'midi d'achila, are only in matters of eating. That a person might come to eat something aser. So we find by the chadash, yom hanef, the day of the waving, beitz of yom tov sheni, v'in hala v'hala, we're always dealing with eating. And in hilchos esurei achila, yesh lachshosh, that since a person's ba'ol al achila, so he's going to come to a takala. And therefore, you could be mechadesh that in halachas and other halachas, they weren't choshesh. Now, this gzeira has nothing to do with eating, the counting of the yomer. And therefore, there's no chshash. The only problem is that it's true that Adam is Bo'al al-Mamono, Bo'al al-Achilaso, and he might come to make a mistake. But here we're dealing with a case where he also might come to make a mistake. What mistake is he going to make? That he's just used to counting one day? And since he's used to counting one day, then he's used to counting days and not weeks. He's going to continue counting days and not weeks. So one area where he's going to make a mistake is midi d'achila, that's true. But here also is a case where he's liable to make a mistake just because he's used to doing it a certain way. He's not going to realize. If he would realize, he's not going to make a mistake. Necessarily. Here he doesn't realize he's going to come to make a mistake. All the years he's counting days, and now Pidomi's going to be told to count weeks. He's not going to do it. He's not going to realize he has to count weeks. Other terutzim given are that it's only isurim, or only choshesh. The last year we did like this, and this year we're going to do like this, when one's going to be over an isur. But here we're not dealing with an isur, so we don't have to be choshesh what we did last year, because we're not dealing with an isur, we're just dealing with a bitul mitzvah saseh. Another terutz given is that it might be that it's, we have to do it zechel amikdash, we have to know that it's zechel amikdash, that it's only the rabbanan. Because he always says that if you do if you were mechaving bizman hazeh d'oraisa, you're over in Baal Tosef, it's Sfiras Omer. So you have to we do it differently, we do it dafka, we only count the days, in order that we not be over on Baal Tosef, that everybody should know that it's Zechel HaMikdash. That teretz is given by the Dvar Yehoshua, or Yehoshua Ehrenberg, and Chelik Beisim and Peites, also Horus Nelson, and Chelik Dalet Orachim, Simim and Bezos Tetzvav, elsewhere. Another teretz is based on the shita of the Rishonim, that the counting of the weeks is given over to Beis Din, Beis Din Smuchim. So we're not choshesh that when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, they're not going to count, because if it's given over to Beis Din doesn't make a mistake, like we find in Beitza and the Lev and Beis, when it's Eidus Mesura the Beis Din, we're not choshesh what was last year. So if last year we were Makabal Eidus Chodesh, and now when the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt, we're also going to be the Gemara says, no, Eidus is Mesura the Beis Din, and they're not going to make a mistake based on what was done last year. So here also, since the Shavuos is given over to the Beis Din, and Beis Din will make a mistake based on last year, so this year we don't have to count the weeks, and then when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, the Beis Din is going to make sure to count the weeks and do their mitzvah. Another teretz given is that it says, Amemar mani yomi velo mani shivui amar zecher lamikdashu. It's shat amar zecher lamikdashu. So it could be that Amemar said it explicitly. He counted days, he didn't count weeks, because he said it's only zecher lamikdash. And the Mela, since he said it, they're not going to make a mistake. Because last year, they know they said, oh, it's only zecher lamikdash. But this year, where we have a base hamikdash, so then we're going to count both days and weeks. But last year, we understand that he said it was zecher lamikdash, so therefore we only had to count days. So this is some possible directions in the Kasha of the Anderes, and of course there's a lot more to say, so hopefully we'll revisit this. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.